I want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being back in God's house tonight. Thank him for the meeting this morning, the one that got saved and those other good moves. Let's keep praying for the ones that didn't get satisfied. Got some scripture on my heart, and I quoted one of these verses today, and then it came back to me, so I feel like reading the first four verses in chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs. And it's very interesting. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. And that's God speaking to all of us. And I praise God, he has a way of getting our attention. God can speak to us. Then it's up to us what we do in response to that. God doesn't make us follow him or obey him, but he comes to us and gives us the information we need, and then it's our choice how we act on it. Let's all stand for just a moment for prayer. Precious Lord, we thank you that you speak to our hearts, that you call to us, that Lord, that you have a voice unlike any other. And God, we thank you that when you call, when you speak to us, that it will change our life if we'll obey you. God, we praise you tonight. We ask you to bless this service and thank you for letting us be here. We ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated.
Song. Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for the promise that I'm going to live again one day. And it ain't going to be too much longer, I don't believe, before the Lord splits the eastern sky. He's going to come back and we're going to meet him in the air. I can't wait for that day. I'm so excited. I love it when we sing that song. It just keeps me looking forward to Beulah Land. It's good to be here tonight. We'll ask at this time if everyone will. Please stand to your feet. And we'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Any spoken prayer request? Remember that. Anybody else tonight? If not, let's be much in prayer, and we're going to ask Cooper Roberts to lead us in prayer. Like I said, it's good to be here tonight. Appreciate the service we had this morning, and I feel like saying I especially appreciated Brother Scott's testimony. Really enjoyed that. I'm going to put it in my own words because I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he said, I wanted to make sure I wasn't moving just because of my storm. I was moving because that's what God wanted me to do. And too many times have I seen where someone's going through a storm and they'll come and they'll come to the altar and they'll apologize to their church and they'll get on fire until their storm passes by, and then it seems like that we don't see them again until another storm comes by. And I hate that for them because I know it's a struggle, but there's a story in the sixth chapter of John where it talks about the disciples. They were on the Sea of Galilee headed towards Capernaum, and the storm started raging, and Jesus walked on the water and calmed their storms when he got in the boat and got them safely to the other side. And he started telling them and some multitude that he was the bread of life, and there were some people that didn't really like that, and some of his disciples didn't really like that and decided they didn't want to walk with Jesus anymore. So he looked at the 12 apostles and he said, "Well, are you going to go away too?" And Peter looked at him and said, "To whom will we go? Where else could I go but to the Lord?" He said, "You're the only one who provides the words for everlasting life. I'm thankful that no matter what I do, I know I have a Savior I can go to, and I can't go to anyone else but Him." It's good to be here. I appreciate that testimony, Scott. That really helped me this morning. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony. You might feel like I'm looking right at you, but I don't have any contacts in, so everyone's a blur. I can't see anybody. I can't see anything up here. So if I'm looking at you, I don't mean to. Anybody at all have anything? Let's pray for him, church.
Pray for us. I'm really sorry I was late tonight. You know, God blesses us. God blesses us to get closer to our church. And then when I was walking in, I felt about this high because I was late. And that ain't the way that I want to do things for God. Roger, the way I want to do things for God is just like what God wants me to do. Nothing more, nothing less. The song says, "We've been so blessed." And I was thinking about this morning, Jeremy in Sunday school, the greatest blessing of all blessings, we could count them up. The greatest thing that ever happened in my life was when he saved me, because he did it for eternity. Like Jeremy said this morning, it's for your past sins, your present sins, and your sins for the future. That don't mean you can just go out and just live in the old way. It means you got to stay close to God. But everything's forgiven, and he gets you for eternity. And I'm so glad for that. And this song, I wish it said more about that, but it just says, "I've been so blessed."
Harvest time again, there is plenty. So long, God has blessed our land. Hunger has ne'er touched our family. All thanks to his bounty. By his bountiful hand.
Blind Bartimaeus stood by the wayside begging. He cried out to Jesus, for he knew the chance he was taking. The crowd said, "Be quiet, don't bother him now." But the more that they pressed him, the louder he'd shout, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And today I believe he can see, 'cause he is more than enough to make the blind man to see. And he's more than enough to guide you and me. He's more than enough to turn the water to wine. And he's more than enough to save a family like mine. He's more than enough to heal all disease. And he's more than enough to wash the sin out of me. If he could raise up the dead and give him new life, then Jesus is more than enough.
He said to the Lord, "My daughter is dying at home." But then another man said, "She's dead, leave the master alone." When he heard what was said, his heart was grieved. He said, "Be not dismayed, but only believe." And he spoke to the child, "I say unto thee, arise." And I believe she's alive, 'cause he is
more than enough to make the blind man to see. And he's more than enough to wash the sin out of me. And he's more than enough to turn the water to wine. And he's more than enough to feed a family like mine. He's more than enough to heal all disease. And he's more than enough to wash the sin out of me. If he can raise up the dead and give him new life, then Jesus is more than enough.
Appreciate those songs. It's good to be here tonight. And I can leave here right now and say I've been blessed. I appreciate that I have a church I can go to where my cup can run over. We'll ask at this time if anyone else has a song or a testimony on your heart before we turn over to our pastor. Let's pray for him.
Pray for us. We haven't sang this in a long time. I thought a lot today about the scripture where Paul said to live is Christ and to die is gain. And what a profound statement for a man to look at death and to say it's gain. Many men look at death and they don't understand it. They're scared of it. But I'm glad I can liken myself unto Paul tonight. If I live it all in this life, it's because of Christ. And whenever I die, I'm gaining.
Yeah,
it's not Amen. A loss. I'm glad. I want to leave this testimony to my people. If I die tonight, don't worry about me. I've only gained. I haven't lost. I'll be sad to leave my people, but I'm glad that I'm gaining.
Yeah.
I pray for us to sing this song tonight.
John tells of a city that he saw coming down, where no pain or death will be known. And someday we can go there through God's marvelous grace, forever live in that heavenly home. Well, I can see the lights of that city. I can see them gathering all around the gray white throne. Through faith in my Savior, Savior and His wonderful love. Well, I can almost see the lights of home. Sometimes I am burdened and my cross seems hard to bear. And old Satan, he tries to dim my view. Then I just look up to Jesus, and He is standing close by. Then once again, His great light shines through. Well, I can almost see the lights of that city. I can see them gathering all around the great white throne. Through faith in my Savior and His wonderful love, well, I can almost see the lights of home.
Yes, I'll reach home, oh praise the Lord, some sweet day. And when I walk up the great Milky Way, goodbye old world, good morning there before the throne. And what a singing there will be when I get home.
Appreciate that song. Appreciate our church following the Lord tonight. It's a real sweet spirit. I'll ask at this time if anyone else has anything. If not, just keep praying, and I'll turn over to my pastor.
Well, I appreciate being here. I appreciate everything that's been done already. Good to be able to feel the Lord. And Brother Jeremy asked you plenty of times. I'll ask one more time, just in case. Anybody else got a song that's really weighing on your heart or got a testimony, you can feel free to do that if you feel like that. Dandy. I appreciate everything that's already been done. Okay, if nobody else got anything, I'm going to look to these preachers, and this is one of those times, I'm not sure which one of them God's wanting to preach, but whichever one of them God's wanting to preach, I'm sure He's letting them know, and any one of them suits me. So, whichever one of you fellas got something on your hearts, come ahead. Anybody? And of you's welcome. Boy. That starts to worry me then long about this time. God's still not giving me one to call your name and say, come on, but what I said before is still true. Any one of you is welcome. Any of you's? Follow your heart.
It's good to see everybody tonight. It's good to be saved by the grace of God. I come with a happy heart, and I come with a burden heart. I'd sure like to see somebody saved. Like for you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you've got what I've got. I've got the best gift that ever came from heaven. You pray for just a little bit, and I'll try to find my place. I was sitting out on the porch reading the other day, and these scriptures come to my heart, and I begin to think about the Lord and how great that He was. He's a mighty Savior. He found me when I was just a young boy And it didn't seem like there was no hope for me to have salvation. But God looked down with his loving hand and he sent somebody my way. And they said, how about coming over here to church? And I thought, it's just another church. Just another church. But it was more than just another church. That time the Lord had something that he wanted to do. And he took his time with me. God will take his time with you. Amen. So don't get wearisome. Scripture says, worry not and well done. As long as you've got life, you've got opportunity to seek the Lord. I'm glad that I got saved when I was really young. I was probably 14, 15 year old. And I began to look for the Lord, begin to desire to have him. And to know what it was like, there was a couple of young girls that went to school with me, and they would talk about knowing the Lord and that. So, that made me kind of desire too. Sure. And I would go to different places that called themselves church, and I would try to fit in and try to do the things that I thought that God expected of me. And it was never enough. You can never do enough to satisfy the saving of your soul. Only God can do that work. Jesus Christ died upon Calvary for all of our sins. And he's the one that's done the work. And if you get saved by the grace of God, Jesus Christ will save that soul. You won't have nothing in it but repentance. And in Revelations, I believe it's the third chapter, but he says, repent and do thy first works. My friend, today we've got a full road of repentance after we get saved by the grace of God. We just need to keep repenting and repenting and repenting. One place in the scriptures, it talks about how that we need to endure unto the end. And it's even in one of our articles of faith that we need to endure unto the end. Just go just as far as you can and turn it over to the Lord. When you've turned it over to the Lord, you've went to the end of your strength. So you pray just a little bit. And I didn't know whether I needed to get up or not, but in the fourth chapter of Luke, if you want to read with us, in the fourth chapter of Luke, I'm going to start with the first verse. Jesus made the way for you and I. I'll go ahead and read this verse. Fourth chapter of Luke, he says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. We need to be like Jesus and be led by the Spirit. It says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made of bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me, to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all this shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and in him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle on the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And that's where I feel like reading. But we have an all-sufficient Savior today. There's a lot of words that describe him as being omnipotent and so on. But he's the one that went through everything for all of us. He endured the temptations so that he could say, I'll help you through that. Jesus knew what it was like to be tempted of the devil. I've fasted before. I don't know how many has fasted in the church, but they say that it's good for your body. But I've fasted before, but never for 40 days. I mean, you know, physically, I don't even know if that's possible. But Jesus done it.
Yeah.
And when Jesus done it, he had Satan right there on his back. And he kept pumping him and telling him that he had all the power. But Jesus knew where the power was. Jesus knew that the power was in him, and actually the power was in the God, which was through him, through the Holy Spirit. So anyways, it all comes together that God's an all-sufficient Savior today, and he knows all about you. He knows that you're enduring temptations, and your temptations are pulling you here and pulling you there. But I'm telling you today, if you'll get down and go back, going back to our Sunday school lesson this morning, and we'll get into the precepts of the Lord, in other words, the little general law of God, and get back to his ways and desiring them, then if we'll walk in his ways, then he'll lead us and guide us and direct us, and he'll keep us in a place where we can be able to find his Holy Spirit. Those that's lost and undone, they'll see the grand old church get up, and they'll begin to sing and shout and pray, and whatever God gives you to do, you'll be able to move in that Holy Spirit. And when God's church begins to get up and begin to move in the Holy Spirit, then the church, they can raise their head. I know when the Holy Spirit begins to move, and I can feel that, because I go back to the time when I got saved by the grace of God. I knelt down on my knees and I said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish. I'm going to a devil's hell. There's no hope for me. But I had to go all the way with the Lord. I was thinking about a situation that happened in my life once, and I was just a young man. I was probably 13 or so, and I was going to church, attended church over to Pleasant View here and there, not real steady, but nevertheless I was going, and I used to think, boy, you know, if I'm saved, that I'd be able to go. I worked up the little grocery store, so I was going walking back and forth to work, and I'd go down and I'd reach out and I'd get me a rock and I'd throw it at the sign. If I hit that sign, I'm saved. You know, I was wanting a sign from somebody, from something. I thought, you know, there's got to be a way to determine this. And there's really got to be. As a 13-year-old boy, I know that sounds silly, but that was my way of determining whether I was all right or not. Not a very good way. Because sometimes I hit the sign, and sometimes I didn't. And God doesn't work like that. You're either saved or you're lost. And if you got to think about it, you don't have it. I mean, if you've got to keep striving and searching after it, then I would say that you don't have it. Because when I got it, there's something that set up on the inside of me that made me anew. I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Have you been changed by Jesus? Has he done something for you that you just can't tell enough? I try and try and try to tell people about my salvation experience. I want them to have what I have. I'm like Apostle Paul. Several times in the Bible, he mentioned over and over about the time that God came to him and a light shined down. I'm telling you, when Jesus spoke to me and he showed me that I was lost and undone, it was the greatest moment of my life, and it was the worst moment in my life. Because then I realized that I was lost and undone. I had no doubt at that point in time in my life. I knew that I was lost and I needed to be saved by the grace of God. And then when I knelt down by that old rocking chair and I said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish. That's when his spirit came on the inside of me. And he made me a new creature in Jesus Christ. I'm glad today that I've got a salvation experience. I want you today, if you're here and lost, to have Jesus Christ as your Savior as I have him. We're all a little bit different. We're all raised a little bit different. When I was down in West Virginia, I was about 7 when we moved up here. But we didn't have a whole lot. I was telling a sister this morning, I said, you know, when I was just a young boy, we didn't have much down south. If we was going to play anything, we played sticks. And we'd grab them up and use them as guns and just act like that they were guns and stuff like that. So there was a natural thing that satisfied us. But there was something else when we came up to Ohio. God just blessed us to have wonderful things. I didn't have a lot of great big things, but Daddy bought us a kite one time. And you know, that kite was just a wonderful toy. I'd never had one of them before. And you take that kite and it'd go way up. And the first time that I remember having that, and I could feel that tug on the other side, that kite was way up there, but I could feel it. I could feel it. My friend, today, if you've got Jesus in your heart, you can feel him because it's connected to the other side. Jesus loves you. He's an all-sufficient Savior tonight. And he's been tempted, just as you've been tempted. There's things that you... I was going to say that Jesus was put in a situation where he didn't understand, but he understands all things. So I've kind of held myself back there saying that. But I know that there's a lot of things I don't understand. But I know Jesus speaks to everybody. Even me. Even me. If you're a missionary Baptist and been raised that way, thank God for that. It's good to have good religious raising, if I can say it that way. That's what it is. It's a religion. There's all kinds of religions in the world, but there's only one true salvation. Only the real church has got that salvation. And if you're a part of that, you need to just lift up your hands and praise God and give him glory for everything that he done for you. Well, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'll never praise him enough for what he's done for me. He saved me. He's keeping me. And I can't keep myself. All the temptations of the world. Sometimes I fail. I feel so bad and I think, oh God, I just don't know if I can go on. And he says, go on, my child. There's so much more people that needs to hear about Jesus. How that Jesus says that he'll walk by your side. He'll walk with us and he'll talk with us. If you don't have him, get him today. He's the best thing they ever are for you to be saved. Let me come back down to these scriptures. So the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be made of bread. Jesus knew that he wasn't going to be satisfied with a little bit of bread. He told him, he says, it is written, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We need to desire the very sincere milk of the Word today. Us saved by the grace of God. That's where I get my strength from. I love good singing. It makes me rejoice. I sit there to choir and I listen to them sing. And I just like to watch the expressions on people's face, how much you enjoy singing. And I really enjoy that. But when the gospel comes and it feeds my heart, and sometimes it pricks my heart and shows me where I need to move up close to the Lord, and I just love that with all that I have, because I need to move closer and closer to the Lord. I'm looking forward to one one of these days going home, aren't you? If you're saved by the grace of God, that's our goal. Sometimes I wonder about some of the little ones that they're thinking about going home one day after a while. You've got so much life to live as you're young and just enjoying this wonderful life that God gave you. Enjoy it to the highest. But praise God, down through the way as you got. I tell you what, let's not get in no hurry to go home. I want to go home one of these days, but I'm not in no hurry. If I can be here for another 40, 50 years, that'd be all right with me. I don't know how I'll walk, but I'll be all right with me. God just wants to bless us. He's an all-sufficient Savior. I guess that's what I have this evening is just tell you that God loves you. And he wants to speak to your heart. And when he speaks to your heart, it's kind of like Esther back there. The book of Esther, when she came up and Mordecai had told her, says, you've got to do this thing. If you don't do it, says, you're going to die too. Mordecai told her, says, that's not going to save you just because you're queen. Oh, she says, well, okay, he says, whenever the king holds out that scepter, I'll go. I'm telling you tonight, whenever the king hands out that scepter to you, when he says, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's the time for you to come and ask Jesus into your heart. And when Jesus comes into your heart, you've got something to say. You've got a testimony that people will want to hear. And my friend, we do want to hear it. We want to rejoice with you. We can't save you, but sure are praying for you. Amen. I believe that's about enough. Brother Terry, I turn back over to you. Maybe somebody come get a song. Maybe we give an invitation. Yeah, that all right? That all right? Boy, I feel real heavy tonight. I'd like to see somebody have Jesus the way I have Jesus. Do you have Jesus tonight? If you do and you're saved and you're living right where you need to be, pray really hard tonight because somebody needs to move out for the Lord. I feel so strong that somebody needs to come to Jesus. Amen. And lay it all down before it's too late. You mean, well, I've laid it down, preacher. I'm telling you that you can only go so far with your flesh. And then in your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you just lay it all down. And it's just automatic. God saves you. It's automatic. Come today. Come to Jesus. Is Jesus calling you today? Is he saying, come unto me? I don't know nobody's heart. I just know how I feel. I feel burdened tonight. I feel heavy that someone needs to step out for the Lord. Esther had a great job to go to the king. And she had to go tell the king, my people's dying, and I'm going to be one of them too. He was her chosen vessel, you see. He had chosen her to be her queen, his queen. But she was going to die too. My friend, we're all going to die in this life. Just get saved. Get saved before it's too late. Let people know where you're at. Let people know you're saved by the grace of God. I went to the altar many times, and I'm not ashamed of one of the times that I went to the altar. I'm so proud that the church knelt down with me, and they cried out to Jesus for me, that I could truly get Jesus as my Savior. Would you endure to the end for the Lord? Lay it all right now at his feet. How he loves you.
Is he calling you today? Come. I appreciate the message, and I appreciate the good songs. Appreciate the presence of God. I can feel the Lord. And I'm going to say just a few words, and I'll ask for another song. This come to me real strong while I was waiting over there. I believe somebody needs to come. I know sometimes it's such a struggle. I know there were times in my own life when I think, I need to do something, what I need to do. And if you're here today and you're lost and you're struggling with that, or if you're saved and you're not where you need to be with God and you're struggling with how to get back in the right spot and do the right thing, you just feel like there's things I don't know, that's something worth praying about. If you're in that spot and you'd like to have more in your life than you've got, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Or if you're saved and not in fellowship with God like you should be, and you'd like to really get in, you'd like to feel that peace and joy and that happiness like you once did, that's worth praying about. And so when we sing this next song, if you're here and you're in a spot similar to what I've described, how about coming and let's pray about this? If you don't get satisfied and you don't have anything to say, you get up and go back to your seat. Nobody's going to pressure you. And we want you to be satisfied for yourself. Nobody else can satisfy you, but when the Lord satisfies you, you'll be satisfied. But whatever your need is, sing us another song. You that need to come, come. Come, let's pray about this. We can talk to God about it. God's willing to hear from us. He said, seek and ye shall find. Let's seek what He has for us. Let's seek His will. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Let God have His way in your life. Think about it. If you've just got a little feeling down in there, I need to do something. But what is it? How can I do it? And you're a little puzzled about it. Well, let's pray about it. Come and let's pray. Nothing to lose. Won't hurt you. Why not try it? Try it and see. Come and see. You know that Samaritan woman, when she talked to Jesus at the well, when she went back into town, she said, come and see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Come and see. Come and see. Would you come and see tonight? Come and see. Come and pray. Come talk to the Lord. Please come. I'm strong feeling that somebody needs to come. But it's your choice. You don't have anything to be embarrassed about. If God's calling you, you just need to come. If you even think God's calling you, you need to come. Come and pray. Obey the Lord. Place else. He's the only place to go to get help. He's the one. That's what Bob preached about. It's Him. He knows. Sometimes we'll think, nobody's ever felt like I do. Nobody understands how I feel. You can be assured, Bob's preached this. The Lord already knows. He's been down that path. He knows. He experienced it. Amen. Good to be here. Again, appreciate the message and the good songs. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to close? Let's really keep praying. I appreciate you, church. I feel like you've been praying and really been praying, and God's been answering prayers. But let's don't let up and don't give up and don't let up. Just keep pressing on, keep praying. And we got a lot more people that we want to see and need to see get saved. And people we need to see rededicate their life. People we need to see join the church. And God, He has a plan for us all. And if we'll follow Him, we'll be a happy people. So let's just keep praying. Anything else? Amen. Please do that. Please keep praying for Brother Ethan. That's a great prayer request. And, just sign that card and just express our love for him. Anything else? Need to announce so women's get together again. All right, appreciate that. And you want to say anything else about the cleaning?